Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. And you?
Yeah, not so bad, Tony. Thanks for asking.
You're going from strength to strength, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd like to say we are, definitely. I'd like to say that we're expanding into other areas to, to serve the men. Feeling grateful and blessed, really, to have these opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking off air sort of just now about the organisation that you have is one of those that in a perfect world wouldn't exist. But I'm rather pleased in the world we are in that you do exist, and there's clearly a need for the discussion or the listening groups that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like we said off air, you know, I always say I want the men to kind of put me out of business, you know, so therefore that everyone's well and, you know, things are great and, you know, we're not around to kind of be there because things is great. But unfortunately, as you mentioned, in this world and current times, you know, men are going through challenging times, and obviously the women do as well, but predominantly being a men's group, we're serving men who are just going through day-to-day challenges.
I mean, without being disrespectful, it's almost like a Cinderella thing, this, isn't it? For men, because lots and lots of things these days, without wanting to get in any way political, seem to veer towards there are lots and lots of women's issues, and I don't decry or belittle any of those, and there are lots of issues for other groups that seem to gain more exposure and more funding, which means that with the rate of suicide being the highest amongst men, meaning that you've got a whole sector here that is, well, it's kind of underfunded and underserved. And I guess this is probably why you're opening out into a new group in Hawley. But I mean, would you say that was about right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, funding's essential for our cause in all communities, and we're exploring those options as we speak. In the next over the next 6 weeks, hopefully we'll be a registered charity.
Oh wow!
And which will be fantastic. And with that, being a charity kind of gives us more, opens a lot more doors to funding. So if any funders out there listening right now, if you want to change a man's life in these communities, then please get in touch at the end. We'd love to hear from you, because your funding does save and change lives.
Yeah, 100%. It's a long slog, that one, to get the charitable status. I mean, I remember talking to you a couple of years ago when you first started, and I know funding was always an issue, but it was always a very simple thing that it was the men that ran it, and literally it was a case of there were chairs in a room and you'd sit down and you'd talk to people. I mean, I'm guessing that is still the same, is it?
The model's the same in every community. The thing what we do now is we work with, since we last spoken, we now work with a lot of therapists. So we have we have life coaches, we have hypnotherapists, we have CBT therapists, which is cognitive behavioural therapists. So we're much now grounded support group, because now we can basically offer additional services with our, you know, with our talking therapy circles as well. We've also got the nature weekends, we still do. We do 5 or 6 a year. And on those weekends, as I mentioned before, is where we truly do the work. You know, we all men are like onions. We peel off those layers to get to the core of the person they once were, or where they were happy, you know, once upon a time. So, it's we are more strengthened, and I would say the infrastructure is matching the growth.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost a support service to some of the NHS services that are available, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we get many referrals from different sectors of the NHS, which we're very proud of. Social prescribing, Crawley Community Action have been really, really amazing. They've supported us very well. We have Pathfinders. Local, we have our doctor surgeries who refer. I mean, there's many out there. There's probation, police. We work with Nuffield Health as well, so that the men can obviously get physical and mental well-being in what they offer. So we've got many partners now who've come on board of us because they can, as you said quite rightly, Tony, they can see this as a need for the communities and they want to be a part of it. So, yeah, we're very grateful for them guys because it's them who's really sending them on to us so we can serve them.
Yeah, just to put this into perspective, it's not just the normal sort of expectation that most people would have of men's mental health. It's it's a much, much bigger issue than one might think of. In the old days they'd have been sort of in some sort of institution. It's not like that at all now. This is to do with, I'm guessing, a lot of the issues that face men today, the pressures that men face, be it from relationships or be it financial. I mean, some of the financial issues can certainly drive a lot of men to thinking of going over the edge. So, I mean, it's not just the what you might expect, is it?
Not at all. I mean, if I can give you some stats, I mean, so basically 3 in 4 men who obviously die is from suicide, and that's 74% of deaths in England and Wales.
Which shocking statistic.
It's crazy. And, you know, you're talking about finance. A man's financial situation can make him 10 times more likely to end his life. And especially in these times at the moment with rising costs and mortgage interest rates and the pressures of paying bills, you know, we're seeing it in the circles, we're hearing it in the circles, and, you know, it's shocking. I mean, reading that stat, you know, it kind of took me aback, you know. And also as well, from a kind of health point of view, you know, 30% of depressed men have 30% less testosterone than non-depressed men.
That's a statistic I wouldn't have even dreamt of thinking about, because testosterone issues certainly affect behaviour. But I'm trying to get that into my head, actually. It's so bizarre a statistic.
Yeah. And I mean, these are coming from, you know, the kind of the health, you know, organisations created via the NHS. And, you know, I guess with the amount of tablets they dispense, you know, with antidepressants and things like that, I guess they can collect these figures and percentages in that kind of way. But we hear all this within the circles, you know, on a daily basis. If you want to believe that, I mean, every day I can speak to somebody and they'll go, oh, they've upped my percentage on the medication, or they've put me on something else. And sometimes I think, well, a spiritual problem can probably be stronger than a medical, from a science point of view. And talking is one of those things. If you talk about what's going on, it certainly helps towards feeling better.
So what the men's share group, would you say the men's share group would be probably in favour of a little more in terms of therapy and talking than rather than the chemical option of more medication?
Yes, absolutely. We're purely a talking therapy group. You come along, you basically come along with whatever's going on in your life, and you will talk to other men who are going through similar experiences or past experiences, and that's the beauty. We call it a good kind of connection, you know. And for us, what we're finding, what we're hearing is that the courageous men who've crossed that threshold to sit down on a chair with a cup of tea thinking, right, you know, like being the new player in a football team where he doesn't know anyone and all eyes on him, we basically hold those men so that they feel comfortable. And once they start talking about what's going on in their lives and all the men are looking them in the eyes, and we're in society, they get judged, or men go, oh, come on, go to the pub, or what's up with you, oh, you always get like this, or partners saying, you know, come on, snap out of it, go to the gym or go for a run. Sometimes it's more than that what you need. And these circles are a container to hold all those whimful data, what's being talked about. But men listening is powerful. And it happens in the women's circles as well, from the feedback I've got.
How much exposure do you guys need to get this? Because I know the Crawley one's been very successful. I know there's still some work to do at East Grinstead in probably encouraging more people to, or more men to come forward with and talk. And well, your Hawley one's been there for about 4 weeks now, with another session tomorrow. How much exposure do you need, or what sort of exposure do you need to actually get men to sit up and go, oh yeah, I think I've got a bit of an issue here, it might be an idea to go and talk it through? How much exposure do you think you need?
We need as much exposure as possible. I mean, doctors, you know, knowing about our group massively is a fantastic exposure. But not everyone has heard of Men's Share Listen Group. I mean, this is even in Crawley still. We're known in Crawley. You know, people, our leaflets are everywhere. We've done advertising. But yet some men go, oh, I've never heard of you. You know, you go, right, so the message probably will be that possibly I might have to go on TV one day to to really push it. But
I'd like to see.
Yeah, well, it's putting myself on TV is a different ball game. But I certainly would do it. But I think with everything, any business, you know, whether you're a fruit and veg stall or you're a mental health support group, you know, exposure is key to keeping the service alive, so these men know where we are and where they can come to be held and supported.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned a little earlier on you got the charitable status coming, and you said it would make a bit of a difference to how you operate or how you get referrals and stuff. I mean, yeah. What is it actually going to mean for you?
Well, it's going to mean a lot to us. It just means that being a charity, when we are going for funding or when we are having meetings with, you know, with potential larger referral companies or things like this, it just having that charity number just really gives it more strength and meaning. I mean, technically right now, if to get referrals from the NHS and all these kind of third party referral companies, to refer to a support group would tell you out there how bad it is on basically accessing these services. You know, time to talk, I've been told now, is 13 months. You know, if you want grief counseling, 3 months. You know, there's a lot of men out there just looking for somewhere to go and have that support, and this is where we come in, and this is where all these third party companies like the NHS etc are going, great, we can now pass them on to these guys, because we just can't see these guys as quick as possible. So being a charity will just give us a bit more strength and a bit more leeway of accessing even more funding to open more circles and to provide more signposting and professional services to change, you know, from negative well-being to positive well-being. That's the dream. I mean, for me, I'm working town by town and making it a success. Where we stop, we do not know. But this model for us is we want to put these circles everywhere, and we want to train men in their own communities or from that community to come in and be trained so they can run their own community. So, you know, if you're in Hawley, a Hawley man will run his own community, and and if that man's been through a journey himself, that's where the power is. That's where the real service is.
It's following the lines, really, of sort of AA, really, isn't it? That they're circles, and people go back, and they tend to be run by the people from the local area who have a story to tell of their own.
Absolutely, yeah. Correct.
I mean, as the organisation gets bigger, on a personal note for you, is it getting tougher to manage, or have you got a team around you now?
Yeah, it's very manageable for me. It's we've got a great team, you know, we've got great team management now. So there's a lot of the men are now stepping up to, you know, to various roles and that. And yeah, and for me, you know, obviously in my personal life, you know, I still don't know what I need to do, but with this I can step in, you know, I can have a meeting, I can make the calls, you know, I kind of put it all together. So yeah, in the beginning, of course, it was a little bit more challenging because, you know, it was new, it was kind of working hard to get these circles up and running. But I'm feeling grateful, but it doesn't stop there. We need more men in the community, you know. So if there's any man in the community who want to run their own circles or want to make a difference to another man's life, then do get in touch, you know, with the details at the end of this this chat, and we can help you.
Well, listening to that, you're like a man on a mission, and of course, one of those missions, you've opened a support group in Crawley. There's one in East Grinstead, which is growing, and you've just opened a new one in Hawley.
Yeah, Hawley's it's 4 weeks old. So it does take, with the Crawley, it took us 5 weeks to get one man through the door.
Wow.
And obviously now we've obviously got over 200 men in Crawley who we've registered and seen. East Grinstead, within 2 weeks we had four men. So that was great because obviously and East Grinstead's ticking over. You know, we've got about up to about eight men now, which is healthy. Mm. But of course, we want more East Grinstead men out there to come in and to be served. Hawley, exactly the same. You know, we want men out there. And all I would say is, just come in and see us. We're all super friendly. We've all been through our own challenges in life. And, you know, don't feel judged. It's ultra confidential. You know, nobody will know that you're there. And everything you talk about is highly confidential with no judgments. So don't sit at home and isolate. Don't go to the pub and put chemicals down your neck, because the day after that, the depression will hit you, because that's what alcohol does. Come and talk, cup of tea. We have laughter as well, because laughter is important. Make some new friends. Get it out of your head. Put it in the circle. And get on our nature weekends and access our services. And I promise you, life will just get that little bit better.
Sounds like a really good plan, and goes back to the conversation we had about getting that publicity. But of course, the other big issue, of course, is getting men in the right frame of mind to actually talk about their issues, because we're not known for that, are we really?
Not really. I think I've mentioned this on the show before. Yeah. The masculinity, you know, the masculine man, you know, he's not meant to show, you know, the weakness, or he's not meant to show any vulnerability or show any weakness to anyone. But in these times now, I think men are starting to come round with the concept that, you know what, I am going to start talking now, because I can't do this anymore. And we need more men like that to step forth. So, and we call them kings and warriors. You know, to kind of make that decision that you're going to make a change, or sit in a room full of strangers and talk about something that's private, is courageous. It's absolutely courageous. And we want men to be the king as they once was, on your throne, running your life and making those healthy decisions. Because if you're suffering from depression or challenges or stress, you can't make those decisions really, because your mind's all clouded.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, the new listening group takes place on a Tuesday evening. There's another one tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the Hawley Baptist Church in Hawley. Anybody wanting details to do with MenShare, the website address is mensharelisteninggroup.co.uk. There is a phone number on the website as well. Is that still active, that phone number?
Yes, sure. It is, yeah. That's 07508-336-995. Give us a call. And one of the team members will come back to you and we'll answer any of your questions or anything you need to know. We can guide you to the circles. Fantastic.
Okay, well, and of course, everything is treated in the strictest of confidence as well. So
number
if you're
one.
A little bit on the shy side and a little bit thinking, don't know that I can do that, pluck up the courage and go talk to Sean and his team. Sean, as always, I'm blown away by what you actually have achieved, and I wish you well with the new listening group in Hawley, and we'll catch up with you again soon. Sean, all for now, thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony. All the best. Speak to you soon.